podcast today being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Go to fuelupphydration.com/Sandy. Take advantage of the great offer that we have right now. You're going to love this stuff.
Big news in Austin yesterday. Big news broke. And it should remind everybody here that we're still kind of a small town.
What is it?
Well, I mean, right on the front page, above the fold, as they say at KXAN.
Above the fold.
You know what that means?
Of the newspaper.
Yeah.
The front page of the newspaper, right. But this is online.
Yeah, online. Above the fold. Chewy's fans living in East Austin won't have to drive as far to get their queso and margarita.
Oh,
fix.
Thank
There's
goodness.
A new Chewy's coming. It's like,
hooray.
I love the small town feel of that. It's like, I've always said I love small town newspapers.
Yeah.
Especially when they publish a picture of the kid that shoots his first deer.
Mm-hmm. Catches his biggest fish.
Our little Tricia.
Trivia Williams.
Yeah, when you were little.
Yep, when I went to little tiny town in Georgia for a family reunion, I got written up in the local newspaper, but they called me Trivia instead of Trisha. That's okay. I was still in the paper.
But anyway, big news yesterday that there's a new Chewy's. It's going to be over in the Mueller area. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from the Mueller Farmers Market location. Okay.
All right.
And I love how the article says, within walking distance from Alamo Draft House. I always, when someone says it's walking distance, I'm like, you can really walk anywhere if you got the time.
Yeah, anything is walking distance.
It really is.
Yeah.
Everything is. Anyway, Chewy's been around since 1982. They've got over 100 locations in 17 states.
Yeah. All I know is they've got jalapeno ranch, and it's the best thing ever. I could drink it. Oh my gosh. I could go and sit down and have a margarita and just eat chips and jalapeno ranch dressing.
And now that's what I want to do for lunch today. Yep. I don't want to have the margarita, but I want to have the chips and the jalapeno dip. Mm,
let's go do that. You can have a Shirley Temple.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a margarita. Oh, maybe I'll get a cold beer.
You should.
I know I should.
Nice cold
let's
one.
Let's eat all the ranch, jalapeno ranch dip.
And you can go somewhere else and get jalapeno ranch. Not the same.
No, not the same.
Not
don't
even
let anybody
close.
Tell you theirs is just as good as Chewy's. It's not.
Could you tell the difference if someone sat down three different...
A blind taste test?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes.
You would know which one was Chewy's.
I would know.
Really?
Absolutely, I would know. I would definitely know. And don't let anybody tell you that their Boom Boom sauce is better than Chewy's either, because it's not.
You know what? I'm making tacos for dinner tonight. Why don't I swing by the Chewy's and get jalapeno ranch and some chips.
And we get the chips, but then will you warm them up? Because sometimes Chewy's serves
yeah,
them
they
warm.
Do. Yeah.
And a lot of salt.
How do you warm up chips? Just put them in the oven?
In the oven, little in the oven for a minute.
All right. Exciting news, though, for the new Chewy's.
Congratulations,
you know what, though,
Mueller area.
You know that the same, but Yogi Berra said no one goes to the ball game anymore. It's too crowded.
Uh-huh.
I feel that way about Chewy's sometimes.
I mean, you're going to want to eat dinner at like 3:30.
Right.
Don't even think about trying to go and eat at a normal dinner hour on a Friday or a Saturday.
What do you get there? The Boom Boom.
I get the Boom Boom.
Yeah, I always
get a half order of the Boom Boom. Whole Boom Boom's too much.
Too much Boom Boom.
Too much Boom Boom. Not good for anybody.
I always get one of the combinations. I think the Elvis.
You get the Big As Yo' Face burrito?
I've never. The Elvis.
I thought there was the Elvis Big As Yo' Face burrito. He
maybe
has
that's what it
too.
Is. Maybe that's what it is. I get the combo, whatever it is. Well, you know, your typical enchiladas and tacos.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that tonight, but you better be nice.
My mouth is watering now.
The jalapeno ranch?
Yeah. And a beer. Is it weird that I want a beer right now?
No.
I feel like it is.
No, because we're talking about it. In 5 minutes, you won't want that beer anymore.
Yeah, I'll want whatever is the next thing that we talk about to eat.
Last thing people know is when it opens, right?
Yeah, when?
It's new locations located. I'm reading this as we go here. Making that doesn't say when it's going to happen, but they will be packed.
Yeah, they will.
It's the Sandy Show. Thanks for being with us. We do appreciate it. Download the podcast. You guys drove me crazy for the podcast. Now it's there.
Y'all, please download it so I don't have to listen to him.
Yeah.
Please.
Put in the time to do it. I want more than 300 people listening to it.
Oh,
all right.
Geez, all right.
Just search the Sandy Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. It's the Sandy Show, and we are thrilled to collaborate with our bank. Easily open an account online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Allergy season, Trish. Boy, it's here.
It's all over you, isn't it?
It's kind of sort of all over me, but... I mean, it's funny. I step outside and within 30 seconds, I sneeze two times and then I'm done. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's allergies then.
Well, it's got to be something getting up in my nose every time I go outside that makes me sneeze.
But then when you're done, don't know if that's allergies.
Well, you got to stop sneezing at some point. You can't just sneeze the whole time you're outside. You stop.
There are people who can't go outside because of allergies. They're cussing at you right now for saying you have it because you sneezed twice.
Well, I mean, I get the watery eyes and stuff, too. But anyway, it's that time of year. Mostly yellow stuff. The pollen seems to be gone.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty gross.
Nasty.
Feeling for the people that got laid off at Tesla. Did you hear about that?
Out of nowhere. 10% of the workforce.
Was it 10?
I think so.
So the Cybertrucks, they've just halted deliveries temporarily.
Because they're breaking down and rusting and ridiculous looking, to be honest with you.
I've got
to
tell you, I saw one in person for the first time. And I'm a truck person. And I was like, yeah, that's way too much.
No.
That's how you're
like
hiding.
Three times.
You're hiding something if you got that.
Or you're compensating for something if you got that. I just think they just are ridiculous looking.
I agree. They're stupid looking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you're driving one right now. Do your thing. But
yeah.
I would never, ever drive one.
I just kind of smile and shake my head.
Because
when
the
I
other
see
ones
one.
Are cool. Like the small
other
cars,
Teslas, the cars
are super cool. I don't know what they were thinking with this truck.
Well, there have been all people who've gotten taken delivery of them. They're like the moment, like seconds after driving it off the lot, one guy's broke down. Somebody within a few weeks of having it started, his car started rusting.
Rusting?
Rusting.
I thought it was stainless steel.
No, he showed pictures of rust somewhere on the car.
Wow.
Somebody else saw the inside, like where I don't know if there's a glove compartment in the middle or something, not lined up, things not lined up and kind of crooked and not doing what it said. I don't know. I've heard a lot about it not doing what it claimed it could do.
Did you hear about that? Tell everyone about this pizza thing.
Oh, yeah. So some guy in Canada named Justin has been being not pranked, but harassed, Sandy, by endless pizza deliveries. Constant pizza. It's been happening for 6 months. Delivered to his house. Also delivered to his work address. So he called the place. It's this place called Pizza 73. And he's like, stop sending me pizzas. And they're like, stop ordering pizzas. And he goes, it's not me. Whoever's ordering it has figured out his email address, his phone number. They can make it look like that they're calling in to order the pizza from his personal
information.
Oh,
so they're calling but not paying.
No, they're paying for it too. They've spent well over $1,000 pranking this guy with pizzas.
It should be easy to find out who it is.
No, they're saying that they can't, they're not being charged to the guy who's being pranked's card. But then when the delivery drivers show up to his house and he's like, I did not order it, then the delivery drivers are mad because then they don't get a tip, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the person that did pay for it should be easy to find.
They can't. They somehow, he's hacked into all of this information and he's somehow covering up his identity, I guess, even through it getting paid, because the pizzas are getting paid for. The guy being pranked is not the one who's being charged for them.
I'd be all right with that prank.
Yeah. So he called the place, Pizza 73, and he goes, do not accept any more orders from me under this name, period.
So he switched?
He's gotten the police involved. Now the scammer, Domino's. Domino's is delivering to Pete, this poor guy. And here's something that made me go, aw. He goes, the guy's like, somebody asked him, why do you think they're doing this to you? He goes, I don't know. It can't be an ex. I've never dated anybody.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
wow.
Oh, little
that's
friend.
So sad.
I know. I don't know. But this guy's just at his wits' end. The police are trying to figure out what's going on.
Now I've completely changed gears. Earlier, we were talking about going to Chewy's. Now I want Saccone's pizza.
Now you want pizza?
I want a big, giant, just a plain old all-American pepperoni pizza.
Yeah,
oh, that
big
sounds
giant.
Good.
That's what you get at Saccone's.
Saccone's best pizza in town. Locations in Cedar Park and in Austin. They're great.
They're
New Jersey style pizza. It's awesome.
It's huge. It's a great crust. The best cannoli. The only cannoli I'll eat.
Yeah,
I don't like a cannoli.
Yeah, but you tried one from there and you loved it.
Loved it.
I can eat one between the pizza place and my house.
A cannoli?
Yeah.
I know, because when you came home with them, I was like, you didn't get any for you? And he's like, I already ate mine. It's like, between there and here.
It's amazing what I can eat between there and here.
I know.
Once ate six donuts between Far West Boulevard and Cedar Park.
I know how you didn't go to diabetic shock. I don't know how you don't have the sugar. That's not something to brag about, Sandy.
I can get from the Dairy Queen on 183 to Cedar Park and not finish a large vanilla ice cream cone.
Ah, Just get a small. Start weaning yourself off by just getting a small. No. You don't have to have a large everything. You don't have to have DQ 3 days a week.
Yes, I do.
I suspect it's more than three.
It's not.
It's like going to the doctor when he says, how many drinks a week do you have? Whatever the patient answers, you can multiply it by
two. That's the best feeling in the world for me since I quit drinking when the doctor asked that.
Well, now it's your DQ question. It's not your alcohol question.
They'll never ask that. They never say, how many DQs a week do you
I know our doctor, and I'm going to send him a text. Next time Sandy comes in, ask him the DQ question.
Well, order yourself a pizza from Saccone's Pizzeria. You'll like it. S-A-C-C-O-N-E-S. It's good stuff. Meanwhile, this guy just keeps getting pizzas delivered to him. Huh?
And now that Domino's involved, might as well double whatever this scammer's sending him.
You got bombarded with them.
Domino's just throws pizzas at me. I'm constantly turning around and getting an email. You've earned a free pizza. I don't know why. Maybe I'm being scammed too.
Stay with us. We have more coming up. All right, we do it every single day. Trisha's got three stories. She'll tell me what they're about. If I care, she'll tell us more. If I don't care, then she will stop or push a little harder.
Until you do care.
Until how badly she wants to tell me.
And then you'll say, hard don't care to infinity, and then I have to stop.
That's right. So what do you have?
Trumps all things.
What do you have today?
All right, Sandy, do you care or don't care to find out who Harrison Ford credits with his decision to get his ear pierced like 30 years ago?
Yeah, and I do care because I've always thought that looked so weird on him.
I know. I mean, all of a sudden guys, it was there one day and nobody talked about it.
Yeah, some guys can rock an earring, some guys can't.
Yep, so he went to lunch one day with two guys who rock their earrings, Jimmy Buffett, and do you remember Ed Bradley? The newscaster. Oh, yeah,
from 60 Minutes.
If you think about it, yeah. They both had earrings. He said he went, they had a boozy lunch, and as soon as he left lunch, he was like, I want to be cool like Jimmy Buffett. Ned Bradley went and got an ear, his
those
ear
those three went to lunch?
Those three went to lunch. That's a random story right there.
No kidding.
Yeah, drank a little bit. He's 81 now, still has his earring.
Is he still with Calista Flockhart?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He is.
She's, wow.
Yeah. All right, Sandy, care or don't care to find out. You know, Barbie took over the nation last year in 2023. It's still happening. Would you care or don't care to find out what Mattel and Heinz has cooked up in the Barbie world?
Sure. Why not? Sounds bad. Whatever it is.
I think it is bright pink barbecue sauce.
Stop.
Bright pink barbecue sauce.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. It combines vegan mayonnaise and barbecue sauce. Has a bright pink color using beet extract. What?
Can you imagine like going to someone's barbecue and they've got pink barbecue? That'd be weird.
I feel like that automatically it tastes bad because, you know, a lot of what you want to eat is based on how it looks.
Yeah. Looks like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. It looks like something you want to eat when your stomach's upset, mm-hmm. not when you're hungry.
That Barbie won't do. I don't think that'll do well.
Q sauce. I feel like that's going to have a limited run. And finally, Sandy, care or don't care to find out about a new happiness hack that researchers have come up with?
Semi-care. Yeah. I cautiously care.
It's a daily stress exercise. Only takes you 20 seconds to do it. You care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Close your eyes. Think of something that's been bothering you. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. And give yourself a little hug.
Uncare. Uncare to infinity. Uncare.
And while you're hugging yourself, you say, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
I'm sorry.
I kind of wish you hadn't cared about
that. I uncare.
A little hug, a little squeeze.
Stop it. This is world coming to a bunch of wieners.
Oh, gosh.
Right? What would you do if you started dating a guy and all of a sudden you see him doing that and you're like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm giving myself a hug.
Well, I feel like this little part, the physical part of the, but then for you to be, to say out loud, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? That's a hard
one. I need to puke.
I gotta go.
Make me throw down. Make me throw right down.
Throw right down. Throw it all down.
That's Care Don't Care. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. Stick around. We got more coming up. Our daily audio file coming up in just a second. I got a DM, don't have it right in front of me, basically said, thanks for doing the podcast. I only get to listen. She only gets to listen for about 40 minutes every single day.
Yeah.
And then can catch up on all the other stuff. So you can do that too. Maybe you only get a small window of opportunity to listen to the show. We get it. We know. So that's why we make the podcast for you. Just search the Sandy Show podcast wherever it is that you get your podcast.
This is your daily audio file.
You mentioned earlier that Jimmy Buffett was one of the guys that encouraged Harrison Ford to get an earring.
Yep.
Well, Jimmy Buffett was honored last week with a tribute show at the Hollywood Bowl in California. Eric Church led a star-studded performance of Margaritaville that included Sheryl Crow, Paul McCartney, and the Eagles. That's pretty cool.
There were a ton of stars there. Harrison Ford was there.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people that, not singers, just actors and writers. And I mean, it was a whole stage full of famous people singing to him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if there were any like normal people that got tickets to go to the show.
Yeah. In the audience.
Right.
The people who came up on the stage were. Well,
in this happened near Nashville. A Girl Scout troop raised a bunch of money selling cookies. You know what they did with it?
What?
They helped people find their lost pets.
Aww.
They installed microchip scanners at the local library and a nearby animal shelter. Here's a couple of the Girl Scouts talking about the good deed that they've done.
We decided that we wanted to help animals. It's devastating for us to see the lost pet signs around our community. Selling cookies is, of course, really fun, but it feels great knowing that we helped a lot of lost animals. I just think it's really fun to get to hang out with like my best friends and do good things for our community.
One thing that Trisha and I love are little kids saying funny words. And we've had a lot of them stick with us. And we have a friend of ours, his daughter, instead of saying nervous, she said nervous. That has stuck with us.
You still, to this day, say, I feel nervous.
I feel nervous. And then another, not a funny thing, but my nephew used to always say, I feel sad in my heart.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's a little girl trying to say the word quesadilla.
Oh.
Quesadilla.
What's that called that you're eating?
Quesadilla.
A case of idea?
Nathan always has case of idea, so I'm having.
What do you call it?
Case of idea.
A case of idea.
That reminds me, my mom told me when I was little, I used to say for my birthday, it was happy on cake day.
On cake day.
My sister would sit in front of the mirror and just stare at herself and say, I so Prio.
Ah, Prio.
Do you have any funny, words you said when you were little?
I used to call my elbow my Belbo. I don't recall being told any weird things that I said.
Of course not.
Our daughter said a ton of them, and of course I can't think of a single one right now.
But you wrote them all down, right?
I know.
And then you lost your phone.
Oh, I'm still mad about that. That was like 13 years ago, and I'm still pissed when I think about that.
That's our daily audio file. Stay with us. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station and online at 1031austin.com. Talk about good timing for somebody.
Right?
The guy that's selling O.J. Simpson's white Bronco.
Yep.
Couldn't have asked for better timing for O.J. to die.
Right. And it was totally a fluke. So it's a 93 Ford Bronco. This guy purchased it for $75,000 back in 1995. And it's been on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee. They've been holding on to it because their plan all along has been to sell it this year, which is the 30th anniversary. Meanwhile, OJ dying, just a bonus for them. So their plan was to sell it this year. He's been offered $750,000 in the past and turned it down, waiting for this year.
Because he knew it would go up.
And so now, before OJ died, he was like, I'll probably sell it for $750,000 to $1 million. Now he's asking $1.5 million for it.
Oh, really?
Or thinks he can get $1.5 million for it. Always planning to sell it this year.
And who's the buyer? That's right. What I wonder. Who's out there that wants that Ford Bronco to own it? I mean, what do you do with it?
Well, I mean, this guy's had it in a museum all these years.
Yeah. But it's maxed out. It only depreciates from here.
Right.
I think you spend $1.5 million for it in 10 years, it's probably only worth $750,000.
Yeah.
it just goes down in value from here.
I think this is exactly like, remember the guy who caught the final career ball, home run ball? Who was the guy, the player who retired last year, the year before?
We're talking baseball?
Baseball. Somebody offered him $1 million for it, and he's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get more for it, and I can't give it away because that person unretired.
That's right. Oh, that was the Tom Brady football, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was a baseball. It could have been the football,
it's the bird in the hand.
Exactly. It's called being greedy.
Yeah, bird in the hand always worked. More than two in the bush.
Yeah.
Always.
So in the past, he turned down $750,000 for a car he paid $75,000 for.
He'll probably get that, but I don't think he'll get 1.5. Do you?
You
never know what people spend money on.
People buy weird stuff.
There's people out there with more money than sense.
I still think if they don't drive O.J. Simpson's body to his grave in that car, it's nothing but a missed opportunity, Sandy.
Yeah.
Come on.
That would be so tacky.
Full circle. He's going to be cremated. It's not going to happen.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Because they don't want someone visiting a grave of his or something.
Right. And messing it up or whatever. They also, the family was asked if they would consider donating his brain to check for CTE, and they won't. They're like, no.
That's the brain injury a lot of football players.
Yep, exactly. They won't do it.
They won't.
Nope. Cremating all of him.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that if I was. I mean, that think about his children and stuff, and they're like, that's their, you know?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep. Good luck with that 1.5 for that Bronco. Yeah,
good luck. Friend. So that's the story we love. Stick around. That is not the story we love, but we like the story.
Yeah.
Stick around. We got more coming up. Hey, remember, I don't know, a couple of months ago, we were like, okay, this is the last Taylor Swift story.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor dominated the headlines, and at one point, at least for us, it got to be a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're almost there.
Yeah.
Old Mr. Jelly Roll.
Mr. Jelly Roll, inching up on a little bit of overexposure, maybe.
100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're part of it. We're feeding the beast
right
with this, but I am about done with Jelly Roll just for a little while. Doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I like his music. I'm just tired of every time you turn around, everything Jelly Roll does is in your face.
Right. But here's what I think might save him, because this story that we have about him doesn't have to do with the singing or his past or coming up and overcoming and his jail time. And now he's a big time star. This has to do with his weight loss.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's a whole new audience that he's just tapped into, because who's not struggling with their weight, need a little inspiration, right? So he's down almost 70 pounds. I can't remember. He was in the 400s, I think.
Yeah, he was close to 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's down 70 pounds, and he just talked to People magazine. He said he's doing 2 to 3 miles a day. I assume that means walking 4 to 6 days a week, doing 20 to 30 minutes in a sauna and 6 minutes in a cold plunge every day. He said, I'm eating healthy right now and I feel great. And he plans on losing another 100-something pounds.
Wow. And this all started because he got challenged to do a 5K.
5K in May.
Yeah.
That's what he says he chants to himself when he's walking every day.
That fitness without a goal is darn near impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody just goes to the gym just to go to the gym, you know, to work out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you kind of get in the mode, it feels weird if you don't work out. You know what I mean? Like, maybe to get yourself into the mode of wanting to do it every day, you need a goal. But then maybe if you hit that goal, then your body just gets kind of used to it. And it's kind of stressful sometimes if you don't.
Has Jelly Roll signed up? I don't expect you to know this, but is any weight loss company, you know, like...
Not that I know of.
Made a paid endorser for Weight Watchers or any of those types of things?
No, not that. Jelly Roll didn't strike me as a Weight Watchers kind of person.
I was just saying just any type of those things.
Not that I know of. I just know that he's saying he's going to keep doing it. He feels great. He has a tour that kicks off in August. I would bet this has a little bit to do with that, too.
Yeah.
You have to be in shape to stand up on that stage night after night and sing.
Yeah,
you're in
the travel.
Right, and the travel and all that.
Stuff. Well, I mean, I wish him well. I really do. Yeah. It's a health issue for him.
Yeah. He's like, if I feel this good now, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get all the weight off.
How weird is it going to be to see the before and after if he drops another couple hundred pounds?
I know. I bet he'll have to have that skin surgery.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Yeah. His goal is to walk a 15-minute mile.
That's a good goal.
That's a good goal, Jelly Roll.
Yep. Stick around. We've got more coming up.
103.1 Austin.
Hey, it's Sandy. Make sure you check us out every morning from 6 until 10 on Austin's 80s station, 103.1, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Stick around. Another episode should start in just a second.